This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Thing that annoyed me, not annoyed me about it, but we've had these conversations before. Last year, I was a believer in the Randall Knicks. Brunson, Randall, after the OG trade. And I wanted to see it come to fruition. You and I had these conversations about playoff Julius, because remember, playoff Randall with the Knicks wasn't very good. And I always would make excuses saying, well, there were circumstances around that he wasn't 100% healthy. The first year with the Hawks, it was just Randall's team, so it was different. I wish that we could have gotten a chance to see what Randall, Brunson, OG, those Knicks could have done. DiVincenzo, Hartenstein could have done in the postseason last year. We were robbed of that. Fast forward to the decision in the offseason, I backed the trade because I just thought Cat could get to another level that Randall couldn't. He did have five turnovers last night, Julius Randall, but he's also playing at a very high level. Do you think that the Knicks might have been better off in hindsight? Forget about even maybe the Cat trade, but just if they were fully healthy last year, do you think that version of this, with Randall, I'm not just talking about OG, I'm talking fully healthy last year, where I still don't think they had as much talent as this team does, but would that team have been better off than this year's team?
All right, a couple things. If Randall was on this team, I would have no doubt that they would be ready to go mentally Friday night.
It's basically Randall versus Cat is what we're talking about.
In terms of the emotion, Randall, even though he never shot well in the playoffs, and we've talked about when he was here, it drove us nuts. Not a perfect player, but an all-in, physical, tough player that takes no nights off. And the criticism was never his effort. It was his execution sometimes. Whereas with Cat, to me, the bare minimum is the expectation that you're all in as a player, just mentally and physically engaged. We don't always get that. So from just being ready, I think that they'd be more ready. It's funny, I was thinking about this the other day. Now, Julius Randle and DiVincenzo, they've only merely gotten the T-Wolves to the point of where they were a year ago with Karl-Anthony Towns. And now Karl-Anthony Towns, if he wakes up, has a chance to get the Knicks to a point that they haven't been in 25 years.
Right.
Having said that, doesn't this strike you as one of the best win-win trade scenarios in a long time? I mean, both teams are making out.
I mean, yes, I know why you're saying that. I don't know if it's the ultimate win-win with the Knicks. If we're ripping, the main, and I would rip everybody from last night, and we have, in case you missed it, check out on the Free Odyssey app, but the main culprit throughout the playoffs consistently has been Karl-Anthony Towns. And we didn't get a chance to see, you talked about, Cat could take the Knicks further than they went last year, but if Randall were healthy last year, or the Knicks in general healthy with Randall and Anunoby, because to me, once Randall went down with a significant injury, I was done. I hoped and believed, I never really believed the Knicks would go far without Randall. If Randall were there and Anunoby were healthy, they were going to beat the Pacers.
Absolutely.
And they would have been in the Eastern Conference Finals.
And probably gotten smoked, but correct. They would have been there.
Correct. Probably had gotten smoked by Boston. And then we at least definitively could have said, we know what this group did with Julius, with Anunoby, with Hartenstein, DiVincenzo. They need to make a move to try to get them over the top. The Knicks made that decision without really truly knowing. They assumed it, and I was kind of along with them saying, Cat is going to give them a better chance than Randall would have. Now, after watching Cat on a nightly basis and seeing the performance in the postseason, even with the Knicks potentially getting to the Eastern Conference Finals further than they did a year ago,
yeah.
I'm still not sure. The talent, yes, but my God, when is Cat going to apply that talent here and have it be a difference maker?
I have, you know, read and heard from some T-Wolf fans who jumped in, you know, whether it's Nick mentions, whatever it might be, and they're like, this is what we warned you about. So we're just getting our first taste of Karl Anthony Towns, and they've known it. And apparently it was very frustrating to them as well. Listen, I have been... Now, nobody knows in terms of which team would be better. It's right. A great question. You know, we'll never know the answer.
We were robbed of it, unfortunately,
We were, but I'm going to answer it this way. Like, to me, I was, just in totality, much less frustrated with Randall than I have been with Karl Anthony Towns.
Wow.
No question, number one. And number two, this really is the money question for me. If it's about would the Knicks have been better with Randall, I don't know, but I'm going to say this. Would Brunson be Brunson with Randall? Now I'm going to defend Towns a little bit here. The one thing that Karl Anthony Towns doesn't do is stagnate the offense. He doesn't monopolize the ball. You know, pretty much right. Gets it and then goes. Even if it looks a little gangly and slow and sloppy, he goes. Whereas, and we can't just forget the criticisms of Randall because he's no longer here and we just remember the good stuff. One of the things that used to drive me nuts about Randall, missing shots in big games, but also pound the ball, 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 and sometimes make a dumb pass because there's nowhere to go. When you pound the ball as much as he did with us, not as much as Edwards now, Brunson does not have the ability to be Brunson. So even if I think that they may have been better with Randall, I have to parse that with, I'm not sure we'd have the same Brunson. I don't know for sure, but that's just what I feel.
It's funny that we always talk about DiVincenzo and Hartenstein from last year's team. Nobody talks about about Randall, but Randall was the biggest injury. He was their second best player without, outside of Jalen Brunson. And I was always on the side of Randall more so than you for all the reasons you just mentioned, right? Anti-Randall. However, isn't there a part of us that wants, now I want Cat on the perimeter because that is a clear difference. Randall is better down low than Cat. His moves down low, he has an offensive game down low.
More decisive.
Yeah, he's more
stronger,
in control, better passer. Like, there's a lot of...
I don't know if he's a better passer.
I don't love Cat as a passer here. To me, the Knicks don't move the ball nearly enough. There's not enough spacing. The one clear thing that I thought Cat would be definitively better at than Julius Randall is shooting the three. So you're exchanging one strength from Randall being down low, and hoping maybe Cat can give you a little bit of that too, but mostly beyond the arc and stretching the floor and spreading it out a little bit. But now, where they're not even using that from Cat's game, then what? So Cat's not as good down low as Randall. He's still turning the ball over and the offensive fouls and out of control, which is something that Randall would do. But Randall's low post game or just in the paint game is much better than Cat. And you're not even getting the good side of Cat. So to me, is it worth it? I mean, I don't know. And I would have liked to have seen a truly healthy Randall, Anunoby, Brunson, because when we saw them at their apex last year, they were as good as anybody in the NBA. So I know the Randall and Brunson together, we weren't sure. We just unfortunately got robbed of that. I'm not even saying I would redo the trade.
Yep.
I'm just thinking about it now. I'd still do the trade over because I ultimately believe in the talent that Cat has. I just need to see it. Like, where the hell is it? Start shooting some threes.
I mean, I'm not just trying to shift this back to a target that I've been, but to me, but part of the problem with this team is the way they run the offense. And to me, that goes to the coach. And that's a conversation down. I'm not trying to just start banging on Tom Thibodeau. But you got to understand, like, when the Knicks made the trade, there's two ways to evaluate it. What they could be in theory and who they are now from an offensive perspective. Forget about defense for a moment. Offensively speaking. And one of the reasons, kind of like you, that I don't know if I was 100%, but I liked it. I understood why they did it for sure, is that I'm thinking, all right, Cat's 40% from downtown, 80% from the stripe, right? So I'm thinking spacing purposes. If you've got a big who can shoot over anybody and hit a lot of them, now the defense is coming out, which means you got space on the wings for a couple of guys who are 40% from the corner. Yeah. Like on paper, schematically, I'm like, yeah, I like this. But now you watch him play. Does it look like that?
No.
No.
So I guess in summation, before we get back to the calls, 888-808-1019, Randall is what he is, but he's consistent. You know what you were getting with Julius Randle. He's going to have some turnovers, but you know what you're getting. He's going to knock down some threes. He's going to be a consistent presence. Like you said, The energy, the heart, the toughness, all that's going to be there. With Cat, I don't know what the hell you're getting on any given night. But I like the idea of that. Like, the trade-off in my mind was that, well, the Knicks needed more offense. Cat, in theory, should provide more offense consistently, especially from downtown. And we have not seen that. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Kerry is in Sayreville, New Jersey. Kerry, how was your trip to Boston yesterday?
That was horrible. Did you watch that game? That was nauseating, to say the least.
Did you meet up with Loogie while you were at the game?
I did. I stopped over and said hi. I told Evan it's his fault we were losing at the half because he's bad luck.
Boy, he takes... Gary, does Evan take... He takes perverse pleasure in watching the Knicks
I told
get
you,
rocked.
Man, he hates them.
He does.
Was watching the Mets on his phone. Like, why are you there? Oh, it drives me crazy. He drives me crazy.
To antagonize.
I think you need to take his tickets for Game 6 through the Mets-Yankees game, and you need to be there. You're good luck. He's bad luck. Just keep him far away from my New York Knicks, and I think you need to be there. I think you bring us much better luck than anything he can do. Kat was 1-for-3 on threes. He needs to shoot the ball. That's the whole point we got him.
Yeah.
He's the world's greatest three-point shooter, the world's biggest big man, but shoot. And he's 1-for-3. And I think 3 attempts is the most attempts he's had all series.
Well, that's
he
what BT
to,
was saying.
He needs to show up.
That's what you said, and thank you for the call, Kerry. And by the way, we would both love to go to Game 6 at the Garden. Sure if we got offered that or we had an opportunity to even buy tickets. Would you do that or no?
That's different. I'd go to Game 6.
Well, yeah. I know you're saying like you'd rather be at home, watch the games, which I totally respect, but Game 6 of the Garden, if somehow
but
we were able
remember,
to buy
the premise,
tickets.
You know, I would go. The premise was always rooted in watching the Knicks.
Yeah, no.
You know what I mean?
Know,
like,
I
yes, I do enjoy the TV right. and the fire, but yeah, but to actually be able to watch the Knicks at the Garden, of course I'd go to that game.
But going to the game, a different story. But you mentioned the other day about about Karl-Anthony Towns' attempts last year with Minnesota in the postseason, even though he wasn't hitting him, he was taking, what, 7 a game?
Well, yeah, I'm pulling us back. I know, threes for sure. He had a bunch of games. Now, we know, if you recall, did not play well at all in the Western Conference Finals. He got absolutely roasted for it. But if you go back to the previous round, and even the first round, so round two in the semis against Denver, let's go. So 6 attempts, 5 attempts, 4 attempts, 5 attempts, 5 attempts, 4 attempts. Previous round, 5-5-4-4. And then in the conference championship against Dallas, now he didn't shoot well, but he took 6-5-8-5-9. Let me do that math. 17, 20. I mean, you're talking about 6.5, just about very quickly, about 6.5 on the average per game. Yeah. I mean, he's barely getting off 2 a night.
I'm with you. I don't want to criticize Tibbs because I do like Tibbs, and it's, I don't think now's the time to do it.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to
building
a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
When they're 1-1 away, and I expect them to get that win, 1-1 away from the Eastern Conference Finals. However, I don't know who else to blame other than Tibbs for figuring it out. You got to have Karl Anthony Towns shoot some threes. It's his greatest strength.
Let me ask you this. So you say you don't want to blame Tibbs or get on him now. And again, that is a bigger conversation.
Yeah.
But what's the difference? Like, if we come in on a Monday and let's say the Jets and the Giants, when they both become good, and it's a big game, whether it's a wild card, divisional match, or whatever it might be, playoffs, even like the last game of the season, if they win, they're in. And either coach messes up the timeouts or for some reason have this ridiculous imbalance and they throw it 50 times and they run it 13. Like, we're getting on the air, going to criticize them the next day, saying, what are you doing? So why aren't you doing that with Tom Thibodeau? He's not doing a good job.
Well, there are different layers to criticizing him. I think he's coached a good series so far, certainly early on. I mean, I don't know about last night. Everybody takes the blame for last night. I want to know why I wish we could talk to him. I want to know why Karl Anthony Towns is not shooting three-pointers. Now, can somebody explain to me? I'll admit, I'm not a basketball coach. I don't know the X's and O's. I don't even care to. But somebody's got to explain to me, what is Karl Anthony Towns' skill other than being a big who could stretch the floor and knock down threes? What is he bringing to the table for the Knicks? I'd love to know this.
Well, I'll tell you what he's bringing to the table for the Celtics. It's a turnstile on defense.
Okay.
They go right through him.
So if you're not, like, that's okay if he's going to be an elite offensive player.
Otherwise, you're just basically a double detriment.
So what is he doing?
Nothing.
Like, if you ask me what is Mitchell Robinson, we could all answer it.
Yeah.
The guy's a beast on the boards. He's a beast defensively. He's even knocking down some free throws yesterday, which is great to see. Yeah, so, okay, we know what his strengths are. We obviously know what Brunson's strengths are. I know what Bridges' strengths are, and OG Anunoby. We know what their strengths and weaknesses are.
Uh-huh.
What is Karl Anthony Towns' purpose? I thought it was because he was a big who can shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where the hell is it? Let him shoot.
Okay, so I gave you the numbers from last year. Now look at it this year. Three attempts, one attempt,
yeah.
Five attempts. You go back to the previous series, Pistons, one attempt. And the games were, by the way, where he had a fair amount of attempts. So in games, I guess that would have been game 3 and 4, he took 7 attempts and 8 attempts, and he had 27 points and 31 points. Like, there's a correlation. When Karl Anthony Towns lets it fly from deep, he's going to be over 25 points. When he doesn't, he's not.
So yes, then, to your point, as a coach, in this individual instance, the reason why I said I don't want to bring it up, because you and I have gotten into, like, fire tip.
I don't want to say fire tips today. I'm not doing that either. But you can still criticize. Like, we can still talk about, like, what are you doing, coach? Come on, you're the coach of the Knicks. Get your best shooting big some open looks.
The reason why I hesitate to do it, and you're right, we do it with Dable, we do it with managers, whatever.
Do it with everybody. So,
I get it. Whose fault is it? Somebody's got to find a way to get Cat some threes.
Okay, so is it the point guard's fault?
I think that there was a point where Brunson was being, you know, too hero ballish. We talked about that in the Detroit series.
Yeah.
I think he's opened up a little bit more where other guys are getting involved. Mikal Bridges took over the game the other day in the fourth quarter in game 4.
It was great.
So we've seen other guys go off. Anunoby game 1. Hart's had his moments. I just feel like they need to, and it probably does fall on Tibbs, because if it's not, I mean, the players, it's the head coach. If I'm the head coach and I say, hey, we got this guy because we wanted to stretch the floor and have him knock down some threes, I'm going to make sure that my guy is shooting threes. Figure out a way. So I think it's on everybody, but probably does start with the head coach. I want to see more three ball attempts from Karl Anthony Towns.
Ricky Henderson on first base. You going to give him the red light, or you going to let him go? With Vince Coleman, you going to let him go? Come on. So I think that the obvious frustration for me with Karl Anthony Towns, I'm well on the record with this, is the lack of physicality. I thought he was a little more polished, quite frankly. He just looks gangly too often. Like, when I say gang, I mean off balance and out of whack. Like, people are very easily able to drive him off his point. Like, when he's driving, it's never like I'm going to point A to point B. I might eventually get to point B, but I got to take a little pit stop here on the highway to get to point B. We see, you watch the games, you know what I'm saying. The thing that I think maybe now is bothering me more is his willingness to accept not being involved in the offense. And I don't mean like, you know, when you remember when Ewing would get mad.
Give me the
like,
damn ball,
I'm
yeah.
not even saying that. I know that's not his style. I'm not trying to ask him to be somebody that he's not. But there's a way to insert yourself into the offensive equation by putting yourself in the right spot, going to get the basketball, and being both aggressive and assertive when you do get it, and being opportunistic when you do get it. And I don't even see that too much.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. So is it Tibbs or is it Carl Anthony Towns?
I think it's a little bit of everything. I do.
Mitch texted me. He said he needs a decision before 1 o'clock today. So
Mitch is laying down laws now.
Well, I mean, he wants to know what he's doing with the ticket. He was very nice about it.
It's a nice thing to do. You've been leaving a little hanging here. At least I let him know right away.
I know. At least you just crushed his hopes and dreams right away.
I'm not going, Mitch.
I like you.
I didn't say I'm not going with Mitch.
No, you said I'm not going, Mitch.
Oh, yeah.
You said all of us.
I didn't feel the comma there.
You're not going to miss us at all if we do go?
Dude, there's going to be a big part of me that's going to wish that I was there. Like, especially if Soto butchers the ball in right field, which he has been known to do.
I mean, we're going to be right in the middle of the action if we go. Hoff is going.
I'm not saying it's an easy call, but Nick playoff over everything. Knicks versus everybody.
BT and Sal on the fan. So, anyway, if he needs the decision before 1, maybe we'll do something around 12:40 or so. Hussein is calling from West New York. What's up, Hussein?
What's up, guys? Thank you for taking my call, man. I was at the watch party last night at the Garden, but listen, the panic needs to stop. You know, the Knicks are not going to blow a 3-1 series. However, a lot of cleaning up that we got to do. We got to be more consistent. We got to be more of the dominant team if we do want to make a run in the Eastern Conference Finals and make it to the Finals, because you saw what the Pacers did. The defense needs to step up. The laziness needs to stop. The dumb fouls by Carl Anthony Towns, I mean, it's just insane. We got to do a better job guarding the screens a little bit better, right? Hedging, switching, getting up on the shots, stop giving up open shots, because we're tired of seeing that. We need to go back to the hard-nosed basketball that we're used to seeing by the Knicks. So we need to be more physical offensively, and Carl Anthony Towns, one of the most skilled big men in the league, but we got to see it. But anyways, we all need to relax, right? Including my friend, my good friend Anthony Izzo. He's going through it right now after this loss last night. And all the callers and all the Knicks fans around, we need to do, you know, we'll be okay.
I hope so. We'll be okay. I really do. Listen, it could be an amazing story or it could be an absolutely devastating story.
Oh, don't even go
there.
No,
I'm not. I'm going to end it there. I'm just saying, but it could be. We got to be realistic, dude. It could be absolute euphoria or it could be one of the toughest kicks to the stomach that we've gone through in it. Really, I mean, maybe since Ewing's missed finger roll
with the Knicks
as a Knicks fan.
Well,
dude, you're up 3-1. Tatum's out. You're coming back home and you don't win
the Heat suspension series. Yeah,
but that was before that. No, sorry. That was I'm talking about the
Ewing finger roll was 95. Finger roll
then, of course, absolutely. Right. With Charlie Ward and PJ Brown.
Dude, the Ewing finger roll. I remember. I think I told you the story before. I remember going outside. I was so frustrated watching that game. Was probably Sunday afternoon because I just feel like it was in the daytime.
It was definitely a weekend because I had a baseball game and I got the news from somebody in the dugout, but I wanted to set the story. It was definitely a weekend.
I watched it. I couldn't believe it.
Yep.
I went outside and lowered the rim and was just jamming the crap out of the basketball, just like out of frustration dunks.
Uh-huh.
Came back in and called Bill Daughtry on the fan to vent about it.
Are you serious? Yeah. I love that. That's good. And Bill, you got on? You got on the air?
I do recall getting on. I don't remember what I said or anything like that. But, yeah, I called to vent. I'm pretty sure. Hope I'm not crossing wires here.
Yeah,
but
no, that sometimes sure that's happens. Understood.
But, then the Heat series where Ewing got suspended, that was...
Well, to me... Was that game 6 at the Garden when they had a couple of the suspensions kicked in? There was a moment where they obviously played with a very fractured team because of the suspensions.
Right.
And I actually, and the Knicks tried to come out, and they played galvanized for a while. And that's what I expected from the Celtics last night. You know, and then even more so because these Celtics are champions and those Knicks, while they were close, were not. I just think that the possibility of what could become... and what could not become are such a stark contrast. Like last year, we can condition ourselves. OG's hamstring, Mitch is hurt. All right.
Yeah. No, this would be the opposite.
This would be the exact opposite. A quick question. Hussein said something. I don't know the answer. It's probably more of an Evan thing. But Hussein said that he went to the watch party.
He did?
At the Garden. Okay, yeah, he did say that very quickly. Hoff, maybe if you know, you could jump in. How do you, and I believe that they're free. I believe Dolan made it free for everybody, which is awesome. How do you actually get into the Garden to do the watch party?
You have to buy a ticket.
No. I think Dolan made it free.
Free for everybody? Just go in?
I don't know if they're for season ticket. That's what I'm asking. I don't know.
Watch parties, I'm pretty sure you had to buy a ticket.
You
for.
Did, but I heard from somebody that this particular one, because the prices are so exorbitant, that this was, I could be wrong, this is what I heard, that this is way of Dolan's, this is Dolan's way of doing something, you know,
doing good by the fit,
which would be amazing. And even if they're not, he doesn't have to make them free. It's still a business. But that, like, I would never, like, go to Yankee Stadium or if I'm a Mets fan, Citi Field and, like, watch. But to me, there's something possibly appealing about watching a Nick Road playoff game at the Garden with, and it's not 20,000, maybe 10,000 people. 100%.
I don't know if I'd do it now, but me back then, 1,000% I would do that. You know, Rangers in 1994 to watch them in Vancouver for game six.
Did they do that back in 94?
I'm pretty sure they did do that, yeah.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure that they did. And then, you know, same thing. Going to watch your team on the road with all of the Knick fans in the Garden. I love that idea.
But how do you get in there? Is it like a lottery? I'm genuinely curious. It's awesome.
I honestly don't know the answer. I thought it would have been buying a ticket, but if he's giving away for free.
I heard. Could be off. That's what I heard.
Maybe the season ticket holder or something. There's got to be some kind of way.
Dolan say to himself, hey, everybody likes me now. Let me keep throwing it on Vic here.
You see the video of him throwing the basketball out the window to some kid?
Out of the car? I mean, he is on the.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
The repair tour. He's a hero. He's kept his beak out of the business, which is all we wanted.
Right.
Like he's done it with the Rangers. Like, again, this is another topic. I'm not to turn it into the conversation necessarily, but, you know, Dolan was always a good owner for the Rangers. He cut the checks. He got out of the way. Let the hockey people do their job. The frustration with us as Knick fans is he always spent money, tried to get LeBron. Yeah. He always tried to do that stuff. He always tried to win. But the thing that killed me with him was the Donnie Walsh thing. When they were going in the right direction, then he kind of intercepted things a bit. But he is laid out for a couple years, and we appreciate that.
I'm with you. I think Dolan gets a bad rap for the most part. And I know there was some stuff that went on whatever at the Garden. I'm talking about basketball-wise, just basketball-wise. He always got a bad rap because he always tried. I think the number one thing you could ask for as a fan is to have an owner that cares and tries to build a winner. He just wasn't hiring the right people. Whether
they
it was
just
Isaiah,
wasn't good at it.
Well, hiring Isaiah, whether it was Phil. And by the way, there were a lot of people who said, hey, hire Phil Jackson.
Yep.
He did. He's like, what do you want me to do? I hired this guy. I hired that guy. Just not working here. So it wasn't from a lack of effort. And he happened to hire the right guy in Leon Rose. And yes, the Donnie Walsh stuff, that bothered me too. Because he got in the way. Or at least those are the reports that he got in the way on that Melo trade.
Of what was going to happen anyway, the Knicks would not have had to give up the assets. But greedy Carmelo had to get all the money up front.
Which is why you and I maybe have an issue with Carmelo. Hoff, you have an answer to this?
Yeah, so it sounds like it's free. I'm sure there's a secondary market for the tickets, which I've saw them people selling for like $15. But the suites are available, but those suites are still about $8,000 to $13,000.
Okay, do you know how to get them? So they are free. So I was right. Do you know how to actually?
They're on the website. Like once they become available, you can just, I guess, try to apply on the website.
So it's like a lottery. First come, first serve. That's great. Good job by the Garden with that. Free?
Nice. BT and Sal on the Fan. Anthony's in Mineola. What's up, Ant?
What's up, guys? How's everybody doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, bud.
Oh, I'm not good at all. Couple of points here. You know, these guys, they're just ripping old Band-Aids off from the past, and I hate myself because, you know, me as a Knicks fan, we just expect the worst. Hold on a second. Let me finish.
Okay.
Last night was their worst game of the year. Like, I mean, Cat reminds me of, like, a mixture of George Mirasan and Manute Bol. Hey, BT, yeah. I respect you, brother. I love you to death. I know you know Bol.
I got you.
But how do you not have any footwork?
I don't know.
How are you not in the post? How do you have a 3-inch vertical?
You can't compare him though to Manute Bol and George Mirasan.
You know why? You know why I do that? If you remember correctly, Manute used to shoot threes.
He did, yes.
And he used to shoot them really well.
Well,
right?
A little overstated, but he didn't take too many. But no, yeah, I remember him shooting them. I do.
Yeah, but back then, right? Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now this guy is being, for Christ's sake, he's being guarded by Al Horford and some guy named Cornette who didn't get drafted. And he's getting punked on the board.
He was on the Knicks too, Cornette. But I got to push back on the one thing, Anna. And I love the passion. I do. But the 3-inch vertical is not his fault. Like, there are.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wait, hold on. BT, I get that.
Okay.
I get what you're saying.
Okay.
I get what you're saying. And you're right. Aesthetically, you're right.
Yeah.
But the game four, remember that play where he elbowed Horford, got called for the offensive foul?
Yep.
Why? He should be. Do you remember yesterday, Al Horford in the low post? He elbowed Brunson three times in the chest and laid it up.
Yes, he did.
That's Cat has to have that mentality. Al Horford is old enough to be his father. Like, what are we doing?
He doesn't have that mentality, Anthony. He never will, buddy. We wish that he had that. He's got some talent. There's no doubt. And I know that you know the answer to this because, like, I know you know a ball. Do you actually think we're going to wake up and tomorrow night, and if they win that, into the Pacers, and if they win that, into the finals, wherever this road takes us, that Karl Anthony Towns is suddenly going to transform into what we want him to be? Now, the answer is no. I'll answer for myself. That doesn't mean he's not going to have some great nights where he's 25, 28, 31 points, but he can't change his demeanor consistently. He could have a moment, throws an elbow, bangs into somebody, yokes it down in somebody's face and flexes. Like, yeah, that would be. But it's not inherently who he is.
I think the hope has to be that the matchups become more favorable to where you can get him more involved to what he does well, which is not having the ball down low in the post with those high elbows playing out of control. I mean, we've given him the excuse, well, the Pistons are really physical series. I don't know, he had a big game in that, whatever it was, game four or whatever. Like, okay, yeah, fine. The Pistons are physical. Okay, fine. Oh, the move down low, too. I mean, he's got.
Mm-hmm.
He's
here and there.
Yeah.
Here and there.
We need to see it more often.
We won't.
Well, I do think that when the matchups become, like, Celtics also a very good defensive team.
But they're not physical. KP's not even playing, and Horford's 40 years old, and he's 5 inches shorter.
I don't know if the Pacers are going to be able to handle Cat. Maybe that's a better matchup in that series. Again, who knows what the West will bring. But, look, I know what you're saying, but for the Knicks to win a championship, for the Knicks to get to an NBA Finals, they're going to have the guy that is their second-best player have more of an imprint on this postseason.
Listen, nobody wants to hear it, but the Knicks do not have the pieces to win a championship. They don't.
The hope, though, BT, is that we've seen teams before. The first team that comes to mind to me, no, they won a championship, but the 2015 Mets. I never thought that team was good enough to be a World Series team. Watching them throughout the course of the season, they were too top-heavy. The pitching was loaded. No lineup. Okay, yeah, they get Cespedes, they take off. I never really believed that was a World Series team. Just the opposite of 2006. I thought it was a World Series caliber team. Obviously, they didn't get there. Sometimes, and we've seen it with other teams that have won championships, you could go to football. I didn't think the Rams, who beat the Bengals a couple years ago in the Super Bowl, were a real legit Super Bowl winning team. But circumstances led to them getting there, and they took advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
We could say that, and I'm with you. I don't think the Knicks have the heart of a champion. I don't think their pieces fit perfectly just yet to go win a championship. However, because of the circumstances, like, you tell me you wouldn't think they could beat the Pacers if they advance here?
The circumstances are the only reason why I have hope.
Okay, but that's still a part of it.
I agree.
And the circumstances are that if they win one more game at home Friday, or game seven, but let's say Friday, they're going to have home court against the Pacers, who, even if things aren't perfect, they could still beat the Pacers in a best of seven. And then you're in the NBA Finals, you're four wins away from a team who's not going to be an impossible beat. This is not the 70-win Warriors here.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the LeBron prime, you know, Lakers.
I'm with you, like, on that.
The Thunder are good. There's no real roadblock. So I know what you're saying, and I agree with you. But circumstances may say, hey, maybe a team that's less than can win this year.
Sometimes you got to get a little lucky, you know, and that's a great thing. They've got a little lucky. I don't want to say injuries, but, you know, circumstances, to be fair to Jason Tatum. And they got to kick the door in right now, and you'd like to see it. What should not be optional is focus, toughness, and effort. And too often with this team, it ain't there. Although I hope it comes back Friday.
Coming up at 12 o'clock, we'll look ahead to Friday night, but we still have about 10 minutes or so to get out of our systems what happened last night. It was sad, it was ugly, it was depressing. I was shocked by it. I understand why people aren't. You were not. You thought the Celtics would come out with that fight. I think either way, however we thought the game would go, the most disappointing thing is that the Knicks in the second half were just pathetic, and that I did not have in the equation.
Yeah, and you would expect there's going to be a little bit of a correction with the whistle here. I mean, that's one of the things that we don't lean on it. We really don't. We'll acknowledge it if it's really bad, and we did that the other day. But, and Brunson's got to take some accountability, and Cat's just woefully out of position, and he's just not quick enough to recover. How the hell do you call five on Jalen Brunson in one quarter?
I know. It's still, to me, still five. Some of that's on the individual. Did you see Rick Brunson, his father?
I did. To Tom Thibodeau?
Yeah, now, I didn't know if it was to Jalen, but yes, it was either Jalen or Tibbs, and it looked like he said, get him off the floor.
He did. I think it was that's exactly what he said. That's right. Like, get him out.
So,
like,
but
he was frustrated. Right. I've been there.
So what? Exactly.
Get him off.
But he was mad at Jalen for, again, committing the foul, right? That's what I thought.
I took it the other way. I think at that moment, I thought he was coaching. I thought he was telling. And now, who knows who's right? My interpretation was, get him out. Like, if you're not sure what you're about to do, sit his ass down. That's what I took from it.
Okay, I thought that it was father to son saying, get his ass off the floor because he can't, he's just playing undisciplined or whatever. Now, when you get five fouls in one quarter, it's obviously that some of the blame has to go on the officials.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're Brunson and it's one, okay, no big deal, two, three, now it's like, dude, like you're in trouble. At three, you're in trouble. They're calling three on you by then. It wouldn't be, to me, especially in the third quarter. Second quarter, obviously, you just put him on the bench. Third quarter, in a tight game here,
yeah,
you got to have him on the floor. At least that would be my thinking. So I'm not blaming Tibbs for not getting mad at the game. I blame more, I think, the inconsistent officiating, but more so Brunson for not having an awareness to, hey, they're calling this tight, they're calling on me, I got to calm it down here.
Yeah, and Boston's a different physical than Detroit, by the way. You know, they're not like that burly type, but Jaylen Brown's not afraid of contact. Cornette's not afraid of contact. All their guards, I mean, they invite it. Like, they have no problem coming off screens and banging shoulders and banging hips and, you know, a couple of hard fouls. Like, so they are conditioned to play aggressively, whether it's on defense and obviously on offense. They have a great flow here. So this is going to be a really, really tough challenge. I just worry for a team. Again, we will push it forward coming up in a few minutes here. But a team that can stripe it from behind that arc like they can, it's going to be tough.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Robert's in North Bergen, New Jersey. What's up, Robert?
What's up, gentlemen? How are you? Good afternoon.
Hey, Rob.
Welcome back, Sal. My condolences.
Thank you.
So, you're welcome, sir. So, you guys were talking about earlier about Cat, how the Knicks could kind of use him better. So, if you ever just watch him play internationally, how the Dominican Republic team uses him, they just stretch the floor a little bit more. But the thing is, the ball goes through him. With the Knicks, the ball has to go through Jalen Brunson. And I'm not a Knicks fan. I'm a Yankees fan. But I watch basketball.
Okay.
But the ball has to go through Jalen Brunson automatically in order for the Knicks to kind of, you know, have some cylinder in the car. But with Cat in Dominican Republic, they use him as him having the ball. He only gets 2 threes per game. And he's averaging the same points that he's getting right now. So I think that's just how the Knicks are using him. I don't know. It's hard. It's for you. That's what you're going to get from him. That's basically the same thing he gave internationally is what you're getting from him. I don't know why the Knicks traded him away Julius Randle. Well,
has the Dominican Republic won the gold medal in basketball? Have I missed
it? No. I'm just saying how the team uses him.
No, I got
how
you, man.
The team uses him. That's all. How the team uses him.
Yeah.
That's all. Different perspective.
I think it's a good perspective. Thanks for making the call, and thanks for giving us the perspective. Thanks, buddy. Listen, the one thing, and you and I very quickly, like Cat's ability to pass, where I think he's outstanding is on give and goes. Like, I think you get him in the high post, even if it's, like, even below the, I'm not talking about behind the three-point line, somewhere in that vicinity. And if you've got the right play, I think he leads players well. I think he's got a pretty good anticipation of whether I'm going high or a bounce pass. Right. He does the give and go well.
What about from the post?
Well, my issue, or what I'm not sure he's very good at, is can he fire the ball into the corners to get open threes?
That's my
issue. Celtics do it. I don't see him do that.
See, well, that's my issue, and it really is my issue with the whole team. I think in today's NBA, you have to spread the floor and have good ball movement.
Yeah.
And the Knicks don't do that. That's not their offensive style. But I thought a big part of why you get Karl-Anthony Towns is so you can have a big that you can play on the perimeter and have ball movement and spacing. And now you have multiple guys, Bridges, Anunoby, Karl-Anthony Towns, obviously Brunson, that can hit the three. And it's not that even if you want to have Josh Hart drive and kick, that's fine too, but then have Karl-Anthony Towns on the perimeter. How about this? Josh Hart, and again, I'm not trying to be a basketball coach here, but Josh Hart driving or Jalen Brunson driving, kicking it out to OG in the corner. Okay, defense closes. Swing it to Bridges. Defense closes. Swing it to Cat. Boom, big man knocks it down. Mm-hmm. Or go around the other way. Like, that to me would be a better offensive philosophy with the weapons that the Knicks have. Anunoby is a three-point shooter. Bridges should be able to shoot from anywhere on the floor.
He's a great mid-range shooter. Okay. That's actually his best thing.
Exactly.
He's very good.
Excellent
at that.
Mid-range shooter, but he can still knock down a three.
Yeah, for sure.
Karl-Anthony Towns, excellent three-point shooter. Yep. So, what, Jalen Brunson, same thing. Like, he can play in and out. We know that. But that to me would be the appeal of having Karl-Anthony Towns. Down low, it's not like you feed the beast, like he's got great post moves like Ewing used to have, or he's a great passer out of the post and can fuel the double team coming and kick it immediately and have the ball swing around.
Yeah.
If anything, he gets it, backing his guy down, elbows up, out of control, looking for a foul. It's like every time, it's sloppy.
And that's what bothers me about his inability to read the double. Hey, dude, you know, you're a big option. You got to understand, P.S. second guy's going to run your way, and I feel like he's just not incredibly decisive when, you know, and I'm talking about the guy coming from the weak side. You could see it peripherally, but, you know, you've got to obviously be right. Sometimes he'll kind of hedge, he'll cut back.
You could feel it, though.
You could see it. You could feel the guy directly on him, but you could also see out of the corner of your eye, is this guy just trying to show or is he actually coming? And I feel like when he comes, he just doesn't swing it around effectively enough. All right, a couple of things. So, very fast. The Hart driving, I have no problem him going to there. I like him more in the open court, but why I don't think that will be as effective maybe as you do is because when they're defending Hart, even though he banged in five triples last night, they're generally sagging off of him. So to me, when somebody's up on you, that's when the drive is really effective. So when somebody's giving you 2, 3, 4 feet, basically saying, hey, shoot the ball, I don't know if Hart driving the ball is going to do a ton. And this is just an observation.
Well, it could be Brunson, too. And I'm just saying, I know in transition, Hart is obviously better than that.
He's the best. Yeah, he's great at that transition for sure. The other thing I notice a lot, like, I just think so many times Jalen Brunson has the ball, like, whether it's in front of the Celtics bench or whether it's in front of the Knicks bench or Celebrity Row. And like, there's just, I'm like, how is he going to get a shot off? And, like, he somehow squeezes a shot. It's not a particularly good shot. The spacing's not particularly good. There's probably, like, 7 seconds on the shot clock. And I'm not saying it's Jalen's fault. I'm just saying, again, the lack of creativity on offense is alarming.
Okay, so quickly, what do you think the Knicks' best offense is right now? Not what you would do right now, what it is. What is
it? Jalen.
That's it. It shouldn't be that way, though. I love having a star that could take over the game, but that's it. That's the only time we feel comfortable. Hey, let Jalen take it. Take his guy. But that shouldn't be the answer when you have a team of players and you're going against a world champion that could beat you with multiple guys.
Okay, so what? You should know the question. I'm going to flip back to you. Whose fault is that?
I know. It's the head coach. It's on the head coach. I know.
He's in charge of the team.
BT and Sal, it's frustrating. I get it.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.